Isaiah chapter 42. Behold my servant whom I will sustain, my chosen one in whom my being delights. I have cast my spirit over him. He will bring justice to the Gentiles. He will not shout, and he will not act high-handedly, nor make his voice heard in the street. He will not break a buckled reed, and he will not extinguish a smouldering wick. He will bring justice in accordance with truth. He will not grow faint, and he will not buckle before he has set up justice on the earth. And the coastlands will await his law. This is what God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who pitched the earth and what it brings forth, who gives breath to the people upon it, and spirit to those who walk on it, says, I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness, and I will hold your hand, and I will guard you, and I will make you into a covenant people, a light of the Gentiles, to open blind eyes, to take prisoners out of confinement, and those who dwell in darkness out of their prison. I am the Lord, that is my name, and I will not give my honour to another, nor my praiseworthiness to idols. As for the former things, you see that they have come about. And as for the new things, I declare them. Before they arise, I will proclaim them to you. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praiseworthiness from the end of the earth. You who go down to the sea and its fullness, you coastlands, and you who live in them. Let the desert and its cities raise their voices, and the courtyards which Kedar inhabits. Let the inhabitants of the rock be jubilant. Let them shout from the peak of the mountains. Let them give glory to the Lord, and let them proclaim his praiseworthiness in the coastlands. The Lord will come out as a warrior. He will arouse zeal as a man of war. He will cry out and shout and overcome his enemies. I have been silent for a long time. I have been quiet and restrained myself. But I will scream like a woman giving birth. I will puff and pant at the same time. I will lay mountains and hills waste, and I will dry up all their herbaceous vegetation. I will make rivers into coastlands, and I will dry up lakes. And I will enable the blind to walk along a way they haven't known, and I will enable them to tread paths they have not been familiar with. I will make the darkness in front of them light, and the impracticable ways level. These are the words. I will carry them out and not renounce them. As for those who trust in an idol, who say to cast imagery, you are our gods, they have drawn back. They will be put to great shame. You deaf ones, hear. You blind ones, look up so as to see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf like my messenger whom I sent? Who is blind like the one who has been preserved, or blind like the servant of the Lord? For you have seen many things, but you do not take note of them. You have pricked up the ears, but no one takes heed. The Lord takes delight for the sake of his own righteousness. He magnifies the law and gives it honour. But it is a people plundered and preyed on by those ensnaring them all in pits while they hide in confinement. They have been a target of plunder, with no one delivering them, a prey, with no one saying, give it back. Who among you will attend to this? Who will listen and heed it afterwards? Who made Jacob a target of spoil and delivered Israel to the plunderers? Was it not the Lord against whom we have sinned? For they did not want to walk in his ways, and they did not heed his law. And he poured out fury, his wrath, over him, and the force of war, and it set him on fire round about, but he did not discern anything, and it burned him, but he did not lay it to heart.